So the Mishnah said, maybe soon. The Mishnah said, Chutz min ha'orlam and kilayim, these things are tuli ba'aretz, but they're still shayach in chutz la'aretz. That's where they're exceptions to the rule. Then Rabbi Eliezer says, even chodesh. The question is, Rabbi Eliezer says, even chodesh, what did he mean? Ibayaluhu. Rabbi Eliezer, the kula palik, is it being makel? Or the chuma palik is being machmir? What does that mean? The chuma palik is being machmir, v'ochi kamar, this is what he means to say. Tana kam, chutz min ha'orlam and kilayim. Tana kam is just saying that Ordin Kalayim are exceptions. Because we have a locha. I mean, yeah, that's a question later on, what a locha means. Even though it should be that's a chayvus karka, there's a chumro, that's a chumro, that it's chayv even in chutz la'aretz. Ava chadash, but chadash no. But it's in chutz la'aretz lo'i. Chadash is only in Eretz Yisrael. My time, Moishav la'acher Yerusha v'yeshiva mashma. Moishav la'acher Yerusha v'yeshiva mashma. What does that mean? Rashi. Now, before you see Rashi, what's bothering me is, why do you need a reason? Why does the Gemara need a reason to explain why Chodesh is only in Eretz Yisrael? I would have thought that the Pshat is because it's Tuli Baretz. Meaning all the Bikalayim are exceptions to the rule. Correct? But according to the Tanakhama, Chodesh is not an exception to the rule. So if it's not an exception to the rule, that means it's only in Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because it's Tuli Baretz. What does the Gemara need reasons for? Moishav la'ach Yerusha v'shiva mashma. What do you need that for? That's what I'm hoping Rashi is going to help me with. Yeah? So let's see. Let's see if he helps us with it. Avachadish, loy nahog. Vav, agavich se bay mi moishvay seichim besefe, divalecha makod vakamo vagoymer. Lav the maimi bechom bokum shatim yoishvin. Aloyma shaaf paoretz lo neschai vilko yedalat shono shay begilgal. Shkavshub shachoku achnis yashuba. Ah, very good. So Rashi does help me. Rashi's saying is that the Gemara needs to speak out Moishav la'achi Yerusha b'shiva mashma, because be'emes Moishav seichem by itself would have been mashma everywhere, nothing to do with Tuli Baretz. So the Gemara is really like bevorning a kasha. That's what the Gemara is doing. Meaning, if I didn't know anything about the Pesukim, I would have said, what does the Gemara need a reason for? Like I asked you before, Chodesh is Tuli Baretz. That's why it's only Eretz Yisrael. I don't need a reason for that. But no, the Gemara is saying like this. The Gemara is saying, no, but you should be bothered. Because if I knew Pesukim, I would have known that it says, Mimash Reseichim by Chodesh. And that's Mashma wherever you live. It's not Mashma Eretz Yisrael. So on that, the Gemara is saying, no, don't think Mashma Reseichim means that. Mashma Reseichim just means La'acher. La'acher Yerusha v'chaluko. La'acher the first 14 years, but they will still be mechalik the Eretz. Once you get settled in, then Chodesh begins. But it's still only Eretz Yisrael.
At this stage, the Gemara is suggesting that it always means that Moshe.
I guess. Well, let's see. Yeah, I mean, at least by Chodesh, that's what it means. So that's a Tanakama. Right now, we're still going on the side that because there's a Chumr, correct? That's a Tanakama. What's the Meimar? No. Av Chodesh noy ben b'oretz ben b'chul. And Boaz is coming to argue on that drasha, and it's coming to be machmir. It's coming to say Chodesh is also shaykh b'chutz la'aretz. My time up, because he learns the pasuk differently. He learns Moishav means b'chom b'chom shatim yoshvin. Very good. Now I understand. That's one way of learning the machlokes. Oy dilma l'kul apolik. Or maybe no. Rebbez is the maker one. B'chi kama tenekama. And the machlokes is like this. Tenekama is saying chutz min ha'arlev ha'kilayim. Because those things are shaykhim in chutz la'aretz. But the Tanakhama for sure holds chodesh is shaykhim chutz la'aretz. To Moshe b'kom b'kom b'shtem yoshem mashma. Tanakhama was only speaking out the chiddush. You know, kilayim and arlo is a chiddush, because that's already Hilchos Gemirla, or Midibay Seifrim. But the Tanakhama held Chodesh. Chodesh is Mefurish Pasuk. That's the Kavach Chaimer Chodesh. Right? But also, because, right? If you hold Moshe means wherever you live, that means it's a Mefurish Pasuk. But also, was it a Meimar Chodesh in a Noig of the Baharitz? And Boaz has come to me, Mekel, and say, no, Chodesh is only in Eretz Israel. The Moshe of Lachi, which is a Mashma, because really Moshe just means after the first 14 years. So it's Fakert, actually, Fakert, Rav Lez is really the Mekel. Rav Lez says Af, which means even, which is Mashma, he's been Machmir, he's coming to include more, right? My Af, Akamaiso, Af goes on the beginning of the Mishnah. Blazer was not responding to the Chutz. He was responding to the beginning of the Mishnah, to the Ba'aretz, Af Chodesh, even Chodesh is only Ba'aretz.
And you might have thought otherwise.
Don't think Chodesh is different because there are those who want to learn the Pasuk by Chodesh to mean even Chutz La'aretz. No. Even Chodesh is only in Eretz, even Chodesh goes with the principle of Tuli Ba'aretz and not more than that. Very good. Very good. So those are the two tzadim to understand the machlekes. Those are the two tzadim to understand the machlekes. So we got to bring rayas for one way or the other, correct? So what?
You would say pashtus. You would think that the first way is correct. It's a salad when you read it. And when you first
I mean,
read,
the way we learned the way we learned it till now, because af, because that's the af is mashma. The chiddush the second way is that the af is jumping back to the first part of the mission. Yeah. But these are the two tzadim of the Gemara. Yeah, ladies. Toshima, the Omer of Baye. Man, Tana, the Polygala, the Blazer. Who's the Tana who argues the Blazer? Rabbi Shmuel, he. Who's the Tana who argues the Blazer? To be Shmuel. The Tanya. The Medcha, this is to teach you. Shakom, welcome, Shinema, by Moishav. Ey, no, Yelel, Achim, you should be Shiva, Dibri, Rabbi Shmuel. Moshe means after Yerusha of Yeshiva. Right. Oh, my baby Kiva, Hari Shabbos. What about Shabbos? Never boy Moshe Shabbos. The Noega is being Ba'aretz, being Mechutz La'aretz. Shabbos, it says Moshe Vaseichem. And over there, it means Chutz La'aretz and Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't mean after Yerusha of Yeshiva. So Amalei, so Bishmol answered him back, Shabbos, Mikavachoy Mer Asyo. Shabbos,
I don't understand this whole discourse.
Well, let's see. Shabbos is learned out from a Kavach Chaymer. Ma mitzvahs kalus nahagas bin ba'oretz bin chutz la'aretz. Shabbos chamir l'kol shekein. So Bishmol says, no. Bishmol says, Avadim Moshev doesn't mean chutz la'aretz also. Moshev means after 14 years. Moshev means Eretz Yisrael. I'll ask me, Rabbi Akiva, that B'Shabbos it says Moshev and it means chutz la'aretz? No. The reason Shabbos and Chutz La'aretz is not because of Moshev. The reason we know Shabbos and Chutz La'aretz is because of the Kavach Chaymer. But Moshev by itself
would just mean
Yisrael after Yerusha B'Shir. So that's my claim because we keep it in Rabbi Shmuel. But the fact that Abaye says, the Gemara says, Midomer Abaye Mantan the Polik of the Brother, B'Shmuel, Shmamen Abaye, L'chum Rapolik, Shmamino. So the fact that Abaye says, I'm going to argue with my Abaye as a Rabbi Shmuel. And Rabbi Shmuel clearly is the one who holds that Moshe means only Eretz Yisrael. So that's clear that at least the Bai understood that Eliezer is the Machmir. Eliezer has come to say Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. To Claude and I, Shema Mino.
It's sort of clear again. And what's the Kavachom? The Kavachom is that if a mitzvah Kava is no event Eretz and Chutz La'aretz, or Shabbos is Chutz La'aretz. But then, like.
Yeah.
What about. What are mitzvahs in the Tuli Ba'aretz? What are they considered? They're all Gal? None of them are considered Chamor. Chamor than what? Like, what's your, where's your...
No, but Tuli Ba'aretz...
What's Gal and what's Chamor?
He was saying that...
I'm saying, I don't understand Kal Chomer. It has to do with an Onesh? That where something where Onesh is not as Kal?
Yeah.
applies to Chutz La'aretz, so certainly so. What's called, what, so yeah. What about the mitzvahs? The mitzvahs of Chutz La'aretz are only assays?
No, but well, yeah, they're not. Shabbos is mitzvah best, and that's for sure. Shabbos is worse.
No, I know. Machomer. No, I know. So I'm saying, but is there a line where the mitzvahs of Chutz La'aretz only apply to Shul, or any of them are chomer than anything else that applies to Chutz?
So it could be Tluis Baritz is different. If Tluis Baritz is the reason to make it only Shaykh and Eretz Yisrael, then that's fine. But if your reason to make it only Shaykh and Eretz Yisrael is because learning the pasuk of Moshe as meaning Eretz Yisrael and not Chutz La'aretz. So then you say no, but it independent of Moshe, we have a kavach chomer to apply it in Chutz La'aretz too.
So, Bala, you would say so. Moshe is basically telling you that
be a different thing.
A mitzvah, non Chutz La'aretz. Moshe says if it's kal, it only applies to Eretz Yisrael. But even
right,
if
that's what Shmuel is saying.
Right. If it's Moshav, right. if it's Chamor,
right, right,
it's still going to
apply. Right, that's what Shmuel I think is saying. Yeah.
It's like an interesting. Definitely
not one. Yeah. It doesn't flow in terms of logic. Much better is to say just a different category of things. You've already said, I don't understand why this is mentioned.
No.
I'm going into Shabbos.
Because Moshav is a different factor. You have Tluis Baritz, not Tluis Baritz. But then you have this Moshav thing, which could change the rules. That's what we're discussing.
Once it's mitzvah, if I'm on the parsha,
right, but that's what we're discussing. We're discussing the Koya. We're not talking about Tluis Baritz. We're talking about what does Moshav teach us? Because Moshav changes the rules. That's the whole idea. Chodesh is Tluis Baritz, but if you hold Moshav means everywhere you live, then it's Chutz La'aretz too. Moshav. So that's a discussion. Yeah, what does Moshav do?
According to the Kivo, says Moshav means everywhere, then Shabbos is fine. Father Mishmal says Moshav is the teacher, it's only Eretz Yisrael. That's the issue here. The issue is, if we're supposed to learn that about Moshav, then there are problems. But once he goes out with a statement that Moshav teaches you it's only in Eretz Yisrael, well, what about. Because then think about it. If you say, what about Shabbos?
Like,
so then he says, oh no, for Shabbos only. I'm only one, when I say Moshav only in Eretz Yisrael, I'm only about 20 bars. That's what Eretz Yisrael means? If it didn't say Moshav, it applies everywhere, you say.
Right. In the category of Mitzvah Baritz, now you can distinguish from Moshav, non-Moshav. But when you're out of the parasha, when you're in a different category, those meanings don't necessarily
then
apply.
Then Moshav means nothing.
It's meaningless. We're giving definitions of these things within the category of Mitzvah Baritz.
Well, we're
it's
saying
not good for ever,
no. We're saying no, but we're saying Moshav overrides that. Moshav would override. That Moshav would override that definition. See, Tluis Baritz is Eretz Yisrael, and not Tluis Baritz is Chutz La'aretz. It's true, but Moshav would override that definition. Moshav would tell us that if you hold that way, that even Tluis Baritz are in Chutz La'aretz, first of all. Even Tluis Baritz would go into Chutz La'aretz. If you hold Moshav means everywhere.
Oh, fine.
And not Tluis Baritz, if you didn't have this Kavach Chomer, let's say, if you didn't have this Kavach Chomer, then it could imply even not Tluis Baritz, only being Eretz Yisrael. So it seems to be saying. The main point of the Gemara was that you see from Abaye, the way Abaye brought down Rabbi Shmuel, you see clearly Abaye was learning that Rabbi Eliezer is the Machmir. That's why we brought this down, this Machlag is given Rabbi Shmuel. Right? Yeah, Levi?
Yeah, it's just
Huh? Now, what was the Bishmol going on? That's the next discussion, right? Because the Bishmol just started out the discussion by saying,
"Lelamedcha,
lelamedcha, shkomakim shemba b'mayshav, zaki b'shiv yeshiva." What are you talking about? What's going on? So let's see. Mechti. Again, some of these things might need more beer. I'm just, I'm not, you know. That's for you guys. That's what you guys are supposed to give shiur. Okay. So, Mechti. Bishmal Ahichakoy. What's the Bishmal going on? Anasachim. He's talking about the Nesachim, right? Against the Nesachim that you bring with the Karbanos, right? The libations. The Nesachim. So by the Nesachim, Bia u'moshav k'siv behu. So we have a kasha. The Gemara is asking a kasha. Rashi. V'heiki yolif b'nei moshav b'loi bia. Til mo'haid m'farish b'i bia. So aritz hu d'loi b'oi l'meimar k'mokam j'atim yoshvim. Since by the Nesachim it says Bia and Moshav, maybe only because it says Bia, that's why I know Moshav is not in Chutz Lartz. But a Moshav by itself maybe means everywhere. So Teretz talking Komar. L'lamin, this is what Bishma meant to say. L'lamin, Shekombak, Moshav, Bia, U Moshav, Inu Lachi, Yushav, Yishiv, and Bishma. That's what he meant. He meant wherever it says Bia and Moshav, then it means Lach Yivushiv Yeshiva, which includes Chodesh. Rashi says because Chodesh says Bia and Moshav. Fine, right? And that's why Bai says that the Bar Pluk to Rebbe Yehuda was Rebbe Shmo. That fits in with the Gemara saying now because Chodesh also has Bia and Moshav. If that's the case, Amalei Vikiyev Rei Shabbos Nebo Moshav is. The Amalei, Rabbi Shmuel answers him back, Shabbos Kamachoyvi. Name Alei, Rabbi Shmuel should have answered, keep it back. On a Biomoichim Kamino. He should have had a much more passionate dichoy to Rabbi Kiva's Raya. Shabbos doesn't say Bia, it only says Moishav, and that's not what Rabbi Shmuel was talking about. Answer is Chad of Oid Kamalei. You're right, he was telling him both reasons. Chad, first of all, the on a Biomoichim Kamino, I'm only talking about Biomoichim. But Oid, and furthermore, to call Amr, that which you're tying, Rabbi Shabbos. Shabbos come b'chaymi. Ena kanam. Shmuel was saying both. Both reasons. First of all, I'm talking about Bia and Moshav. And even if I was talking about just regular Moshav, I have a dichoy to your raya because Shabbos is for other reasons. Shabbos is because of the kabbalah. Okay.
You just think out before you went and got a couple of comments. Obviously, there's something more to be got out of the kabbalah. Oh, it's stronger than.
Oh, why didn't mention
in the pasuk that way? But yeah, I'm saying there's also a couple of problems.
Yeah,
maybe even if you learn the pasuk your way,
even if you learn it your way, I have a logical reason why it's not okay. A second. I'll try to get a little bit further down. What'd you get up to, Ellie? Where you up to? Mamish? Let's see if I can. What? I'm cool. What? We're up to B'mai. We're up to B'mai Kamiflugin. B'mai Kamiflugin. What is the machlokes of Yekiva and Rabbi Shmuel? What are they arguing about? Good. Why is Rabbi Shmuel learning from Bia of a Moshav that it's only Eretz Yisrael? Why is Rabbi Kiva arguing? Why is he not agreeing to Rabbi Shmuel's drasha? So the answer is Bikirbu Nesachim Bamidbar Kamifli. They're arguing about whether they brought Nesachim in the Midbar. Rabbi Shmuel holds like giving Nesachim in the Midbar. They did not bring Nesachim in the Midbar. The only brought Nesachim once they came into Eretz Yisrael. Kiva Saver Kirba Nesachim in the Midbar. Kiva holds they did bring Nesachim in the Midbar. Rashi explains the drushes, right? Let's see Rashi quickly. Rabbi Shmuel Sarvah Loi Kiven Usach Meminbar Ve'afagap Tichsiv B'Miluim. Even though it says by the Miluim, with the right the dedication of the Mishkan. What? V'zeh Shetase Al Mizbeach. It's teaching them what to do with the Mizbeach. Tichsiv Bein Usachim. It says within the Usachim. But it's a tumble carbon sibur, but that's only by the carbon sibur. But the yechidim loy nischayv in esochem, but the carbon yochid was not chayv in esochem according to Bishmoel. Ella mibias aretz veelach laachdi b'shvishiva after the 14 years. And kivas sover no kirban esochem. They did bring the esochem in the midbar le yochid even for a carbon yochid by midbar. Mishakir with the rabbim. Once they started bringing for the rabbim, they brought for the yochid too. Hilchok therefore al kochach ilat in esochem the bama gedoyla. It's the kro. She go back to Uno Boy Medes. Ubia Murakan Luhuz Kro Ella Bifne Bomas Yochid Shohutro Bibi Ason Lagilgal called you Dawid Shono Uba Kosov Lat Inom Nisochim. So the question is right. So what's it saying? According to Bikiva, that they brought the Sochem even by a carbon yochid in the midbar.
He's dealing with the difference between the Bamot and the.
Right,
the
so.
The central.
Israel. Right.
So you can explain that was what they were talking. That was what they were referring to.
Ah, meaning according to Bishmo, that they did not bring the Sochem in the midbar at all for a carbon yochid. So the whole Bia, the whole Bia Sa'aretz is going on. The cloud that you don't that the din of Nesachim is only nogeya la'acher Yerushim Yeshiva,
right.
But Rabbi Kiva who held they didn't have it even by a carbon yachid.
So was he saying that they started?
So the whole bia was just to tell you halacha in the bumas that once they came in there to sell that they were able to use a bumas yachid also.
Right.
But it's got nothing to do with the. What? The general din of whether, right, of making a Tola Ba'aretz or not, right. Okay, good. Okay, so that's the Machlekes. So Rabbi says, if that's true, we have a problem. High times of Yerushmol, mapping midach times of Yerushmol. We have a Steven of Yerushmol. The Steven of Yerushmol? Why? The times of Yerushmol. In one place it specifically says, where is that place? By the din of a melech. It says, so therefore, Ap call La'achi Yerushi V'Shiva. So what's he saying this time, Rabbi Shmuel?
Plus, isn't that the proof that?
So you don't need
to say that if you have that one case.
You don't need Bio Moshav, right?
Right.
The first Rabbi Shmuel was holding
that's
because.
What they always mean.
Right. That's what it always means. The first Rabbi Shmuel was saying, "Sit." It says, "Bio Moshav." So it means Achim Yishiv Yeshiva. This time, Rabbi Shmuel seems to be saying that every time it says "Bio," it means Achim Yishiv Yeshiva. You don't need Moshav.
It's like a steroid.
You don't need it. It automatically means that because once the Torah is megalit to by the Melech, that it means that. So every time it's a Tzvi, it means that. You don't need a Moishav according to that. So it's a Steve Rabbi Shmuel. Do I need Moishav? Do I not need Moishav? So what's the end? To be Idoch, Mishum Dab and Melech, Bikum, Jadom, Gnekum, Bam, Echod. So the other Rabbi Shmuel held, I mean, I guess it's not trying to work it out that they agree with each other, it's just trying to explain what they held. I guess one's Rabbi Shmuel himself and one's. But right, like one of the Tanoim from his base Medrash. But what's the Machlekes? The first Rabbi Shmuel held because Melech and Bikurim Meshnei Ketzum Bam Ke'echod. Because by Bikurim it also says Yerushiv Yeshiva explicitly in the Pasuk. And therefore you don't learn out to everywhere that it's Achi Yerushiv Yeshiva. And therefore it's only when it says Moshav it means Achi Yerushiv Yeshiva, but otherwise not. The Edoch and the Tanya of Bishmal And the Tanya B'Mishal did learn out from Melech and applied it everywhere. The Bia always means that. So what happened to the Bikurim? What happened to the Shnei Kesubim Ke'echad? The answer is Tzrichi. Melech and Bikurim are not Shnei Kesubim Ke'echad according to him, because it's a Tzrichi for both. What's a Tzrichi? So Nikos Rechman and Melech look at the Bikurim because the Torah told him Melech and not Bikurim. Have him, you know, Bikurim to come as Hanil Alter. Bikurim, which you get Hanno right away, as soon as you get to Eretz Yisrael. So therefore it should be Chal right away. So that's why over there the Torah had to speak out. It's only Achim Rishim Yeshiva after the 14 years. Because Bikurim look at the Melech, and don't tell me Bikurim not Melech. Have him, I would think, Melech, the Dark of the Chvosh, Lauter, the Melech who conquers the land, it should be Chal right away. And therefore, they started to speak out over there. No, that's also only after the 14 years. So, Mavela, it's a Tzrichasa. And since it's a Tzrichasa, we don't say Shnei Kesubim Banke Echot. The Edok, and the Mandam who holds that we do say Shnei Kesubim Banke Echot, which Mavela means he holds there is no Tzrichasa over here. Why is there no Tzrichasa? Because Nichtavach Man Melech, but the boy Bikurim. Because the Torah could have written Melech, and then after that Bikurim. But I mean, I would have learned Uman Melech that Melech who conquers the Achiv Yishiv Yeshiva, still you have to wait till after Yishiv Yeshiva. Bikurim the culture and certainly Bikurim. The Yidok and the man who holds it is a Tzrichasa. He says no. Because of Achiv, if the Torah would have written that, have Amin and Midna Abba Chalo, I would have said that it's just like Chalo. What do you mean it's just like Chalo? That everyone agrees, Rashi says, I call Moidin by Chalo. You chayv immediately. So the Torah would have only told me by Melech, I would have said Bikurim is like Chala. Did he chayv right away? Why would Chala be any different? Rashi says, because it says Bia differently. It says Kiviyachol Kisavoyu Vayachem. Yeah, different Lashonis, a different type of Bia. So Melech you would have said you chayv. Melech Kamash Malon, you need both. So that's Machlokes. Is Melech and Bikurim Shnei Kesubim Ke'echad, or is it a Tzrichasa? If it's a Shnei Kesubim Ke'echad, then you can't learn anything from there. And therefore, the only time you're going to wait for the 14 years is when it says Moishav, Mefurish, and the Pasuk. But if you hold it's a Tzrichasa, you needed both. So maybe you could learn from there. And therefore, everywhere will be La'achim Yishim Yeshiva. Not only where it says Moishav and the Pasuk. That's the Mechleikas between the two Tanoim from Rabbi Shmuel. Vahashta, let's just do one more piece. Vahashta, Amit Chayvitz and Gufna Hegel has been buried to Sobim Ruth Haaretz. Moshe, the cause of Rahman and Gabi Shabbos, Lomali. This is sort of like your guy's Kansha, I think. Meaning, at the end of the day, if it's Tali in the Guf, so what do you need, so what do you need Moshe for, Bechal?
It's probably
this really the Guf, so this makes sense. It's the answer you need. It's Ubin Yonad, Moya Dois Ksiva. Maybe you would think it's Tolai in the Bez and Makadish the Chodesh, which if they're not Makadish, then they can't have a Yom Tiv. The Moedah is a Tolai Bazeh. Kamash Shalom, Shabbos is not Tolai in that. That's the Kiddush. Shabbos is not Tolai in the Kiddush HaBezen.
What did I have thought? That each week would be Kiddush Shabbos?
Oh no, so he's saying that Beis Din hadn't done Kiddush HaKodesh.
There's no Shabbos. Because the truth is, the way the Pesukim are written there in Parashas Emor, I think, it says, Eila Moyed Hashem, and then it says Shabbos. And then it goes to Dylan Moyed. So it's Taka Mashma that way. What? Yeah. So the Kiddush is, my Shabbos is no. Shabbos is not totally in that. Now, the Gemara continues along this train of thought that if, at the end of the day, something which is a chayvus aguf is definitely even in chutz la'aretz, so why do you need to write moishavos all the time by all these things, right? That's the continuation of the Gemara over here. So just finish up those two kashes. Again, same question. Chayil v'dam is a chayvitz aguf. Why do you have to write Moishav? No, it's there. Since the Iker Isser of eating chayil v'dam is in by the Kabbonos, I would think was mandik a carbon. It's a chel of a dam. Was mandik a carbon.
Yeah, it's not relevant to his place.
I think it's totally in the carbonus. Kamash malan that it's moshav to go to kamash malan that chel of a dam the isra remains all the time. Okay. Last one for now. Moshav goes to chmanigab in matzum mora lamali again. It's a chayvus aguf. Why does that have to say moshav? It's the richtar that min oil chsev amatzum mora michlu is mandik a pesach in is mandik a pesach loy kamash malan. That's why you have to say moshav is that even when there's no pesach, there's still a chayv matzum mora. Just ma- well, that's a question, right. But the Gemara asked Matzah Mor. Right, it's a little bit funny because in that we don't really. Gabi Matzah, Bekom Shem Seichem Tov Gabi Matzahs. Maybe Morris Rav Dafka over here. So we'll stop here. Now the Gemara is going to ask in the opposite direction. Why it says Bia by things which are Fakert, are in Chutzaretz. Why is it saying Bia? So we'll see.
We know for sure that Tefillin Dafka is our example.
Right, exactly. We know from the beginning of the Sugya. Yeah. I just want to, not everybody's here, but I want to thank everybody so much for the Shalom Mothers and the Purim Gelt and the beautiful note that I think you composed it probably, you know? It was really a chizik.